And away we go. Getaway Friday. Friday, July 17th, 2020. 7:17:20. Or 2020. How would you say it? 17 minutes past the hour. Here we are. We want to thank Ben Gelber for being on last hour. What a plethora of knowledge Ben is. And 40 years at the same television station consistently, that is no accident. What a run for Ben Gelber. Well, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We had a lot to talk about this morning. We talked about the possible fire at Denny's last night, if anybody has any information on that. We talked about the murder trial, which allegedly was supposed to have protesters, but we're not sure where that's even taking place. We thought possibly the courthouse, but maybe it's been moved to the sheriff's station. Does anybody know? Give us a call. We talked about masks. Now I've seen during the break there that Meijer is going to require people to wear masks. That's interesting. There's another store. Starting Monday, Meijer will be on the bandwagon too, joining Kroger and Kohl's and Walmart. You're going to have to wear a mask to go in these stores. How do you feel about that and what's going on in Ohio and Governor DeWine's press conference on Wednesday night? And also talking about Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, and his interview on this station on Tuesday discussing exhuming the body of his grandfather, President Harding, to get a match. DNA-wise, 100% match. So any doubt will be cut out as to if he is the grandson or not. Should that be done? All those are questions on the table. And this chain shortage we're in right now. Now, earlier on, we heard it is due to a shortage of people at the Federal Reserve, employees. Is that what you're hearing? Anybody, give us a call. We'll take all opinions here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still got 2 hours on the air today. And if you have anything to say about the Ben Gelber interview, give me a call. Very fascinating gentleman, Ben Gelber. Always found him that way. 740-383-9944. Now, also, something we're going to do today, which I don't think we did this at all last week, because we were doing, I think, patriotic trivia. But we're going to get back to our Family Feud. And let's see how well we do today. All right, here's the category. And this is an interesting, and I did not choose this. This is a random choice. It was just the next one on the list from where we left off 2 weeks ago. Name a place where people have to use coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 answers on the board. Name a place where people have to use coins. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How strange that would come up right away. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Please don't hang up. We've called numerous times to verify.
Telemarketer. 740-383-9944. Name a place where people use coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers on the board. Name a place where people use coins. 21 minutes past the hour. Doing the old Family Feud here on WWGH Radio. And I say it's very interesting because we're talking about the chain shortage here that we're having in this country. And this is the topic or the category that comes up, which was not pre-planned, just the next one on the list. Name a place where you have to use coins. Go ahead, caller.
Laundromat.
Laundromat. Laundromat is number two. You know what's interesting? The way it's spelled here, it's laundromat. So is it laundromat or laundromat?
Well, here's what I want to know. Don't ask me why I was thinking of this the other day, but I was. Where does the mat come from? What does that even mean?
You know, I don't know. What is a laundro? Laundro. L-U-N-D-R-O.
And I don't know what the alternative would be. Like, I don't know if you'd call it the laundry center, the laundry store, the laundry... Like, I don't know what you would call it.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
But a mat. Where does the laundry mat?
Well, do you remember where we used to take our photos to get them developed? Photomet.
Hmm.
So I don't know what met means.
So weird.
Yeah, photomet and laundromat. But I guess it's not laundromat. I guess that's been maybe changed over the years. But the actual spelling here is laundromat.
Laundromat,
like photomat, I guess.
So creepy. Hey, I got a question for you. You know, like how you're always doing your aunt and aunt and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call? And there's a kid that acts up. Do you call him a brat or a brat?
Well, if he's at in Bucyrus, I call him a brat.
Oh, thinking about the other day. Okay, well, I'm not going to tie your phone lines up.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, the number two answer is laundromat. Name a place where people use coins. A place where people use coins. Now, number two is the laundromat, but we have five answers left. We have 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Name a place where people use coins. 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So chime on in. We'd love to hear from you today. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
How about a car wash?
Car wash. Let's see here. Car wash is, not on the list. Can you believe that?
Really?
They must be taking dollar bills there now.
Yeah, evidently. I was going to mention on your mask.
Yes, go ahead.
I went to Walmart last night, was sitting around. Out of probably 350 people, I probably saw 25 WISP masks.
Isn't that
something? They blocked the west end off. Now you have to go in to the other east entrance now, and they're setting everything up, and they got putting notices on the doors. But I was wondering if they might be like Menards did. They have a guard. One time his employee does it is when he goes to break, but they have a guard that stands on the main entrance and makes you put your mask on. So if they put an employee in there, you know, I would definitely say, unless they work out something to have proof that they can't wear one, that there's going to be a mess over this thing.
Oh, I think it's going to be. And Meijer just announced they're starting it Monday. So every store at some point next week is going, major store in the Marion area, Kohl's, Meijer, Kroger, and Walmart have all said they're going to it as of next week. And I don't know. Now, this guard, is this not an employee of Menards?
Yeah, he's got his badge and everything.
Yeah, see, I just don't know. I mean, we have two Kroger in town. We have Meijer, we have Walmart, we have Kohl's. You know, that's five stores right there just in the Marion area. I don't know if we'd have that kind of... Well, you know, I don't... I think there is a service where you can hire security guards.
Right.
So maybe the stores are doing that.
Yeah, I know that they said that Lowe's hadn't done it right now because they was getting the overfeed from Menards when they started it, but... Even going to Menards, I mean, it seems like it's always packed, so I don't know where to get that idea that Lowe's wasn't going to be because of that reason.
Well, I just wonder if somebody doesn't have a mask, and I'm sure it'll be store to store. I think Menards is, they'll sell you one, but I don't know.
Right,
how
I know they do. Yeah, I have bought a couple there before I had masks.
Yeah, and I don't know how that'll work at other places. I don't know if some stores will give them to you for free. I don't know if some stores will make you buy them. I don't know how that's going to work because I would think, like Menards, yeah, I mean, they're busy, but they're not a grocery store. They're not Walmart. They're not Kroger. Right. And, you know, these stores are going to go through a tremendous amount of masks if they have to sell them and give them to everybody who comes through who doesn't have one.
Yeah, it's just like they're, you know, Walmart's always is marked. You know, like you go down one, like to the west, and come back up the second one to the east, and it's marked at the end, do not enter. Well, that's a joke, too.
Yeah.
But they'll cram you in there, and they'll pack you and pack around you. I mean, people just absolutely don't care. I mean, because, you know, I run in there for a couple of things. I like their hash browns and stuff. So I run in there real quick and get out of there. But it's the same as there. I mean, they don't listen. They don't care. So.
Yeah, next week's definitely going to be a very interesting week when it comes to the retail business.
And then you were talking about the change?
Yes.
Now, according to Channel 10 a couple of days ago, I don't know how this affects it, but they said it was the cost of the economy where people was building it up or whatever. But now that's what I heard on Channel 10 News. It was cost of the economy. And I didn't get that part of it either. But
well, that's
but
what I
the one I the yeah. one I heard this morning with her saying about the men or whatever not having help. I would go with that one a lot more, but according to what they said, it was due to the economy. So I don't know.
Well, that's been the weird thing about this is that for as big a story, that impacts everybody who's going into a department store or grocery store that has been covered so little. And nobody seems to have the same answer, and I'm not really sure what the real reason is there.
Yeah, I know. I went to a certain store, and then she said they didn't have any problem. It was all right because I told her she could round that dime or whatever. But when I went to the Dollar General, they like 78 cents. They didn't have anything. Would you like to round that off, or what else are you gonna do but round it off?
That's right. There's no other options at some of these stores, and you know that's alarming to people. I don't know, and there has not been a great campaign to tell people that this is going on. And you know, you walk into a store to get your groceries or get your clothes or whatever you're in there buying, and you walk up to the counter, and here you find out you've either got to use your credit card or you've got to have the exact change.
Yeah, I went to the hospital for an appointment to pay my thing, and they wouldn't take my cash in one place. They said they might upstairs, but they wouldn't take my cash, which it's supposed to surrender for any debt. Your dollars are, it's you know, to pay your bills, and they wouldn't accept it. Well, enough, I had a card and stuff I could use. And that's why I don't use them.
Yeah, it's very.
I don't know. I'd go upstairs and try them and see if they would take your money. So. What the hell is it going to end up being, you know what I'm saying?
I know. It's going to be tricky. Hopefully we'll get an answer on this eventually.
Okay, Scott. I'll get out of here and let somebody else get in there.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line is ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And you can comment on any of these subjects. We want to hear what you have to say. Even if you're just calling in for a family feud, go ahead and keep on commenting. Go ahead, caller.
All right, a follow-up to what he was saying. A couple weeks ago, they were talking about how places were shut down, so people weren't going out and spending their money, which also circulates coins. And then people were not putting them in those coin things like you have at Kroger's and some of the other stores. So it's part of the pandemic, but it's a weird relationship to the pandemic.
Yeah, we have this 60 seconds. Hang there for a second because I want to ask you something.
Okay, okay.
We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, July the 17th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour, joined by a caller here talking about the chain shortage. So there's a connection to the coronavirus.
Kind of, because people weren't out spending the money. Also, when I heard the report, I was thinking of you at McDonald's where they couldn't figure out how to count the change. But the other issue was that people weren't out with their change, or they put it in their pocket or change purse or whatever and don't spend it. So hopefully by now it should be turning around. But yeah, the other part of it was the Fed not stamping coins.
But what is the reason it's not a, like I went through McDonald's this morning and I paid with change. Why is it not coming to fast food play? I would think they do as much business, especially McDonald's, as a Kroger or a Walmart.
But now that people are out, the cashiers at, like, a McDonald's, they have such a turnover with people coming in and getting their Diet Coke in the morning and or whatever. And so there's a turnover of change. I think more and more people are offloading their pennies and everything else. But I do find a lot of pennies on the ground. People just throw them away.
Well, this is a tie to the coronavirus. So when this coronavirus is over, everything should be back to normal?
I don't think we're ever going back to what we considered normal.
Well, I think if we had a vaccine tomorrow, I think everybody would throw their masks away. Because I think people really dislike them. Even the people who are wearing them, I think, don't like them.
No, they suck.
Right. So, yeah, I think they would go away, and I think so that would be normal. And I do think that a lot of these stores that have done things like put the partitions up, I do think they would take them down because I think they see them as being in the way.
That's true. We can't see your sparkling eyes at Kroger's.
That's right. And, you know, under all that. And you can't hear through them is another big issue.
Well, that too.
So I think those will go away. So I don't know. And if the change thing goes back to normal, I think it'll take a minute after we get the vaccine to go back to normal. But you know what? I think we actually will be as normal as we were before because I think so many people don't believe this is happening right now anyway.
There's a lot of people that don't. I was out at Lowe's and I was at Kroger's this morning and a lot of people aren't wearing their masks, but they're probably stocking up so they don't have to go on Monday.
And you know what? I really am interested to see Walmart, Meijer, and Kroger because I think they probably do the biggest businesses.
Yes.
When they
CVS and Walgreens are on that list now too.
Well, when they have to have I don't know if there are enough security guards like Menards has to stand at the door. So who's going to do that? Tell these people you can't come in. That's going to be an awful, awful situation, especially at the grocery store because the grocery store people still feel as a necessity. And if you're telling them you can't come in.
Well, and there's people, a lot of the stores are counting people going in and going out so that you don't extend your capacity.
Well,
I don't know.
I think about Menards. Menards is never going to be considered a necessity. Whatever you're going in there to buy, it's not going to impact your life. If you're going in to get your medication or you're going in to get your bread and milk, that's going to bother you if you're sent packing back home.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Or you have somebody else go out pick up your stuff for you.
Well, and is that going to be a thing? Are we going to see the DoorDashes and the Instacarts? Are they going to pick up again? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of places, Kroger's and Wally World, and a lot of places have grocery pickup. You have somebody else pick out your groceries, and you just pull up, and they throw it in the car for you.
Yeah. Next week will be one of the most interesting weeks of this pandemic. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
But hey, thank you.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All those topics are on the table, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Now, also, we do have a Family Feud question on the table here. Name a place where people have to use coins. Does anybody know that? Name a place where people have to use coins. We've only got one answer here so far. We've got the laundromat. That was number two. We don't have 1, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Name a place where people have to use coins. Go ahead, caller.
How about slot machines?
Slot machines. Let's see here. Slot machines are not on the list. I know.
I can't believe that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They're not there behind laundromat.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Name a place where people have to use coins. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we want to know here. It's big time trivia on the Family Feud. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, that one caller you had, he just went on and on and on.
I know. Didn't he just tie up too much time here? I mean, we're doing a radio show.
For the Family Feud, I'm thinking toll booth.
Toll booths. Let's see. You know, I ran the toll booth on the New Jersey Turnpike once.
You didn't get fined?
Oh, no. This is a good story. I was going to New York, and you have to take the New Jersey Turnpike to get, you know, to the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah.
And I was on there, and, you know, it was the middle of the night. I was coming in at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was with a friend, and we got there, and we see the toll booths, and I thought, uh-oh,
you know, we don't have any change.
Uh-huh.
And there was, we pulled up and nobody was working the booth. So I think, if I remember right, we just hit the button where you're supposed to pay and it flipped the gate open and we ran it. Well, about, I don't know how long it was. It was probably about 2 weeks later. I got a letter in the mail from the state of New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And it was a picture.
Your license plate.
Yes. They didn't just say they had a picture. They sent the picture. And they sent, you know, the fine. But it was interesting because it said, if you want to dispute this fine, you can. And I just wrote back and I said, you know, there was nobody working at the window where I was, so I couldn't explain the problem and I couldn't give them a debit card or a credit card, mm-hmm. and never heard anything more about it.
Well, you probably have a warrant out for your arrest in New Jersey.
I know. I'll never be allowed in the state of New Jersey again.
The same thing happened to us in Chicago.
Oh.
We spent the weekend there, and, you know, it was even longer than the weekend. But we were in the motels, we were in their stores, we were in their restaurants, and we hit the tolls, we paid. Well, evidently we missed one. We went on a fast track, which we weren't really sure. But I got, for a 35-cent toll, I got an $85 fine.
Oh, see?
I wrote them and said, you know, all the money that we spent in your city over this weekend, and you're going to get me for 35 cents? And they went, yeah.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. Probably 8 years later, I went to Washington, D.C., and this was weird to be, it's a long story, but to trim this down, I had something happen to the pair of shoes I was wearing, and I had to get a pair of shoes within like 12 hours. So we found a Payless in Washington, D.C., but the traffic in Washington, D.C. is awful.
Uh-huh.
So to try to park the car was miserable. So we get it parked, and we were just in there long enough to buy a pair of shoes, which was very quick, and we come out, and there's a guy writing a ticket because we were parked in the wrong spot.
Uh-huh.
So the guy's writing a ticket, and the person who was driving the car gets into it wasn't an altercation, but a little disagreement about why are you giving me this ticket, and they get a little, you know, altercation about this, and the guy ends up giving him the ticket, saying, forget it, it's going to be a ticket, and that's the way it is. So, you know, we come back home, you know, a couple days later. And again, I wrote him a note, and I said, you know, we were not from Washington, D.C. We were from Marion, Ohio. We were there to do an interview for a radio station, which we were, and just had to get a pair of shoes. We were only in there 10 minutes, had no idea about the city, and they dismissed that ticket, too.
Well, I'm going to, next time, if it ever happens, I'm going to come and get you.
Yes, I'll write the note.
You'll write the note.
I've beat those tickets twice. Now, what was the guess again on the...
A toll booth.
A toll booth, which did not make it. I wondered why we got off on toll booths there. I was trying to figure out. See, I don't even know my cousins anymore, though.
Is that other caller, you know?
I feel awful because I don't even know my cousins, apparently.
Well, I know. I heard that on the radio.
I'm telling you, I know too. I don't. I do not have a cousin named Gail. I would put money on this.
I don't know. Maybe you should talk to your mom.
Maybe she's not even my mother. Maybe it was the neighbors. I don't know.
Yes, it could be.
I'm going to have to look this up. Get into it. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We're talking about name a place where people have to use coins. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we're looking for. 40 minutes past, coming up on 41 minutes past the hour here. All we've got is laundromat so far. We've had a lot of good guesses and talked about a lot of other things, which is fun. Go ahead, caller.
Vending machines?
Vending machines are the number one answer. How about...
Ooh, I'm on a roll today.
What's your favorite thing to get out of a vending machine?
And this is provided that everything's not an option.
Yeah, don't turn over the machine.
Okay. I'm probably the reason why they invented those alarms that go off when you try to beat on the glass when A7 is stuck.
You're going to get a ticket. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to have to write a note.
Snickers.
Snickers?
Mm-hmm.
What won't you eat out of a vending machine? There are certain things I would not eat out of a vending machine. Like sandwiches, I won't do.
Well, I've had those.
Are they good?
Of course they're not going to be as good as home cooked, but like if you're at work and you forgot to pack your lunch, and, you know, there's the chicken sandwich spinning around and around, you're going to eat it, you know. I would anyway.
I might just lick the machine.
I mean, so far so good. I don't think there's anything I would eat out of the machine.
Well, I assume they keep them updated, but you know, you never know.
I'll tell you the craziest thing I ever saw was I worked at a local business here in town, and at a factory, and they had a really good selection of vending machines, but the cold one, the one with the sandwiches and the juice, the yogurt and all that stuff, the guy forgot to lock it back after he took the money out, and then once the workers found out, everybody got in there and started getting free food out, so he probably got in big trouble that day.
Ooh, see, that'll get you in trouble because you don't want to be... Those vending machines...
Well, it's not going to get me in trouble because I didn't take anything, but a lot of people did.
Well, they all say that.
They didn't have any fruitcake in there. So I said, nah, I'm good.
Well, you can't put fruitcake in a vending machine because if it fell, the bottom would fall out of that thing.
One of these days, we're going to figure out that's the secret to life is a good sweat. That's probably the cure for COVID-19 right there. That one you've had in your refrigerator for 6 years.
Just lick that thing. Well, you know what? Nobody wants it. It's like the vaccine. Who would want it? Nobody wants that thing. It's got a good head on it now. It's got a good fur.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got two answers. We've got vending machines and laundromat now. Two top answers. Name a place where people have to use coins. 1, 2, 3, what is it, 4 answers remain? 1, 2, 3, 4 answers still remain on the board. 740-383-9944. Name a place where people have to use coins, or do you want to comment on anything else? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If it rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. We got vending machines and laundromat at this point. Still have 4 other answers. Where do people use coins? Name a place where people use coins. 740-383-9944. Or what do you think about anything else going on in the world at this point? Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All 3 times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
How about paying toilets?
Pay toilets. Pay toilets do not make the list today. But boy, if you know, what are we going to do? What are these machines that need change? What would we do right now if you don't have any change?
These must have been aliens that give the answer.
I mean, are they going to be? Do you agree with laundromat and vending machines?
Yeah.
I know it's a thing. Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Name a place where people have to use coins. Number 1, vending machine. Number 2, laundromat. And what are 3, 4, 5, and 6? We don't have the answers. 46 and a half minutes past the hour. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. Give me
a buzz. You know, I'm getting some weird feedback here on Facebook at this particular point about an issue, and it's so not an issue at all. And I don't even know why this thing is coming up on Facebook. People are strange. But I doubt they're even listening at this point. But what a strange thing. Because it's... Oh, man. Facsimiles again. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello, Beth.
Whoa. I don't know what happened there. Phone lines are open. Have we stumped everybody today? 47 minutes past the hour. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about an arcade?
An arcade. Arcade is not on the list.
I give up.
It's a tough day, isn't it? It's a tough day.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Arcade is not on the list. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We want a place where people have to use coins. That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. We've got vending machine and laundromat. Vending machine was number one. Laundromat was number two. That's all we got. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, banks.
Banks. Yes, bank is, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the list. Banks are
all
on
right.
the list. Thank you.
All right.
All right, we got banks. Name a place where people have to use coins. Vending machine 1, laundromat 2, bank is number 6. So we got 3, 4, and 5 still here to go. Name a place where people have to use coins. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a place where you have to use coins. Vending machines, laundromat, and bank have been taken. Give us a buzz. Or if you have any thoughts on the whole mask policy or what's going on with these protests in Marion, which could be at the courthouse, could be at the sheriff's station. We don't really know at this particular point. Do you know what happened at Denny's last night? We don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how about yard sales?
Yard sales. You know, that's a good guess, especially this time of year, but yard sales is not on the list.
All right, then.
Thank you. No yard sales today. 740-383-9944. Name a place where people have to use coins. That's what we're looking for. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Oh, we lost the caller. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. We lost that caller. If that was you, call back. 740-383-9944, a place where people have to use coins. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about parking meters?
Parking meters. Let's see here. Parking meter is number 4 on the list. You've got it. Thank you. Yes, parking meter was on the list. All right, now we're knocking some dead here. Go ahead, caller.
How about video games?
Video games. The old arcades are not on the list.
Oh, man.
I know. We're going so well. No arcades. 740-383-9944. We've got vending machines at 1, laundromats at 2, parking meters at 4, and banks at 6 at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Phone booths.
Phone booths. Payphone, you are right. That is number 5 on the list. Thank you. Yes, the old phone booth payphone is on the list, so we've only got one answer left. Vending machine is 1, laundromat is 2, parking meter is 4, payphone is 5, and bank is 6. What is the number three answer? The number 3 answer here. Name a place where people use coins. Now, it's the third answer. Now, 29 people said vending machine, 22 people said laundromat, 20 people said parking meter, 3 people said payphone, and 2 people said bank. Now, 21 people said this was a place. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. A name, name a place where people use coins. It's the number three answer. Does anybody know? 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What do we got? Have we stumped everybody on this one? All the places where coins could be used, we do not have the final answer. If you're just tuning in, we're looking for a place where people use coins. Now, vending machine was the number one answer. Laundromat was number two. Parking meter was number four. Payphone was five. Bank was six. What's the number three answer? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about just plain old stores like grocery stores and dollar stores?
You know, that would, it's not on the list, actually, but that's a good guess.
All right.
Thank you.
Stores are not on the list. Name a place where people use coins. Vending machine 1, laundromat 2, parking meter 4, payphone 5, bank number 6. What is the number 3 answer? Or the third answer is a number way, another way to say that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about the old gumball machines they used to have?
You know, have you seen any of those in a long time?
No, I've just talked to my wife about that because I haven't.
Do you remember the machines where you used to get the little, like, a plastic bubble and there'd be, like, a ring or a ball? What happened to those machines?
I don't know. That used to cost you, like, a quarter at that time.
Yeah, it used to cost you about a quarter. I don't know. Yeah, but the gumball machine's not on the list, but that was a good guess.
But we talked about that, and I thought, well, when they said vending machines, see, I didn't follow that, but I thought, well, they wouldn't nowadays because they got dollar bill things, the dispensers, and you put them in there, and your candy bars and snacks. Anywhere you go now, pretty well, even at the shop, they have where you put your dollar bill in and get your candy bar or whatever and get your change.
They definitely have up the price on those things, that's for sure.
You better, that's for sure.
As like everything else. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone line is open, 740-383-9944. Name a place where you have to use coins. Are we going to get the answer in the next 5 minutes before we go to break? Vending machine is one, laundromat is two, parking meter is four, payphone is five, and bank is six. What is the third answer? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. A place where people have to use coins. 740-383-9944. Also, if you want to give your opinion on the mask situation, all the stores that are going to require masks next week, Governor DeWine's press conference on Wednesday, should Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Harding, be allowed to exhume the body of President Harding to get a DNA test? Do you know what happened at Denny's last night with the fire that they had over there? Have you heard anything about the protests going on at court today, which I think is at the sheriff's station? Nobody ever confirmed or denied that. Is court going on at the sheriff's station and not at the courthouse today? We don't really know at this point. A lot of questions today. And earlier on, somebody called in and said they ran into a cousin of mine yesterday whose name was Gail, but I don't have a cousin named Gail. I don't even think there's anybody in my family named Gail. So I don't know where that came from. Maybe it was mistaken identity at the, I guess it was at the clinic that must have happened. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name a place where you have to use coins. Are we going to get the answer in the next 4 minutes before we break for the top of the hour? We've still got a whole another hour coming up. Vending machine, laundromat, parking meter, payphone, and bank have all been taken. What is that final answer? A place where people have to use coins. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, hurry. And we're hearing all kinds of different stories on this change shortage. What in the world is that all about? We don't know. Some people say because there's not enough employees at the Federal Reserve. Some people say because the money is dirty and it's a coronavirus thing. Some people say that the Federal Reserve is just not releasing money because of the financial impact of this coronavirus. Boy, there have been a lot of answers, but nobody knows the definitive one. Why doesn't the Federal Reserve just release something saying what's going on, and why don't the stores promote this a little better as not to confuse people? Because it's confused a lot of people and just made them more paranoid in the midst of them thinking that this COVID thing is a hoax to begin with. So we don't need any more paranoia. 740-383-9944, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. What is the final answer? Name a place where people have to use coins. We've got vending machine, laundromat, parking meter, payphone, and bank. What is the missing answer? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get the answer? We've done well this hour, but there's one more place, one more thing. I guess it could be a place or a thing that people have to use coins. Does anybody know what that thing is? Got about 2 minutes left in this hour. Phone lines are open. Remember, here we go. Maybe this is the person going to sneak in under the wire with the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
This probably ain't it, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. What is that thing when people die and they put pennies or something like out of their eyes?
I don't know. I haven't died yet.
You never heard of that, Scott? Like in movies and stuff, people croak and they put coins like over their eyes?
Oh, I think that's because they can't get their eyes shut.
Oh, well, that's probably not on the list, is it?
I'm not even sure what that's called. If I knew what it's definitely not the answer, but you know, I wonder why they use, I guess if you had like big bug eyes, they'd use quarters, right?
I don't have big bug eyes, so I don't have to worry about that.
Pennies,
what do they do nowadays? Just dab a little super glue on there or something?
Yeah, I think they just put a little super glue and shut them.
Why don't you be cool and give us a clue, Scott?
A clue on this one? Well,
yeah.
Let's see if you can get this with a clue. Give me a guess on a clue. It's something that has to do with transportation.
The bus?
Not the bus. Oh, wouldn't that have been ironic?
Yeah.
You know, it is. No, you know what? I'll give it. It's the bus because it says bus subway. But, yeah,
yes.
The bus. Don't
how
you?
How did I not have all people? How did I not figure that out at the beginning?
Aren't you on the bus?
Yeah.
Don't people use change?
Yes, I know. Like, what's wrong with me?
What a great irony this has been.
Wow.
I know.
Not great for me.
Well, we're coming back next hour. We'll have a whole another topic.
Oh, I'll be tuning in, and this time I'm bringing my A game.
Bring the bus.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in exactly 10 minutes. Much more.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. What I wanted, I want to see all the books rewritten. I